121 miles south of Baltimore, it's south of the border.
We enjoy it.
And during a pit stop, it's where I ran into Virginia and Paige Bishop. They're from Virginia, and they're heading to a cruise out of Florida.
Oh, we love it. We've been coming, like she said, down since the late 60s, and it's cool. It's a nice stop from the Virginia area down when we're going into Florida and all that kind.
And Paige says they'll be keeping an eye on the Republican National Convention while they're on their cruise.
We'll find out what's happening, yeah.
They say Virginia's a battleground state.
It should be. We've got some concerns, I think.
And what do they like the most about south of the border?
Good hot dogs.
What makes the hot dogs so good at south of the border?
It's just good hot dogs. I guess it's all the atmosphere.
Taking a break at south of the border. On the road to Tampa for the Republican National Convention, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL, and WBAL.com. That's the sound of Maryland delegates arriving here at the Delegation Hotel in Tampa, and these Republicans knowing full well that they'll have to wait until Tuesday for the convention to really get going. But that doesn't bother the likes of GOP State Delegate Steve Hershey.
Well, you know, it's still an exciting event, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are just getting in today, so I think this is going to give people the time to get acclimated to everything, get their bearings straight, get excited about things, get the talking points down, and I think it's still going to be a lot of fun.
And what did you think when you pulled up here to the Delegation Hotel and saw all the water surrounding it?
Actually, not too bad a hotel here. Probably one of the nicer ones in Tampa. We have water on all three sides. The pool is overlooking the water.
Just hoping we don't get the storm surge.
That's right. I think as long as the water stays where it is right now and doesn't come up too much, we'll be good.
And it's all good for the Eastern Shore Republican, who this week is attending his first convention at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. As you can hear now as I'm standing outside the Maryland Delegation Hotel here in Tampa, the rain is coming down heavy at times. Wind gusts of up to 55 miles per hour are possible today. Not only has the RNC been delayed by a day, also many schools and businesses here in the Tampa area are closed today. Maryland delegates here in town for the week enjoyed the big Welcome to Tampa party at Tropicana Field, and the rain has not dampened their spirits.
Lots of fun, lots of good food, lots of good friends. Loved it.
Ready and raring to go?
I got another party yet.
So those folks here at the hotel and the other Maryland GOP delegates won't be going to the arena today with the convention delayed a day. Instead, they will board a bus for a trip to historic Ybor City. Chris Christie will be the keynote speaker tomorrow night as the convention gets into high gear. At the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL, and WBAL.com. On the day Mitt Romney became the Republican Party's nominee, the night belonged to Chris Christie as he delivered the keynote address here at the Times Forum.
Here's the great news I came here tonight to bring you. We have this leader for America. We have a nominee who will tell us the truth and who will lead with conviction. And now he has a running mate who will do the same. We have Governor Mitt Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan. And we need to make him the next president and vice president of the United States.
And the delegates here at the arena loved it.
He nailed it. Nailed it.
Awesome. Chris Christie rocks. He's got to run for something one day. But we love Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney.
Great. It was super. He's a future presidential contender in my mind.
A few hours before Christie's speech, the Maryland delegation took care of their business on the convention floor.
We are proud to cast all 37 votes for the next president of the United States, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
And the nominee himself came out on the stage to join his wife after Ann Romney spoke on behalf of her husband.
This man will not fail.
At the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. And this is Scott Wyckoff on the floor of the Republican National Convention with a woman who is not from Maryland. She's from Georgia. But why are all the Maryland delegates so pleased with what you're wearing?
Because I have a jacket on that looks just like their state flag.
How did you pick it out?
I have a clothing store in Atlanta, Georgia, Ginger Howard Selections, and I brought little cards to hand out to everybody. But the funniest thing is I've had more people come up to me today and said, you must be from Maryland. And because I didn't know what their flag was, now I know.
She's sitting here with the Georgia delegation. Just to your left, the Maryland delegation. So I bet you're going to be pretty good friends with them this week.
Oh, absolutely. I might have to wear my jacket every day. They might adopt me.
They might come by your store in Georgia.
Exactly. And I'd love Maryland. That's a great state. I'd be an adopted daughter of Maryland.
She's got a dress on that looks looks just like the Maryland flag, and she's with the Georgia delegation at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. The door opening and closing for one of these many portable toilets that line the streets here in downtown Tampa for the convention.
Hi, I'm Steve DeBoer. I'm the co-owner of Portable Sanitation of Tampa.
And he and his crew are busy this week providing all the porta-pots for downtown Tampa. And they're making sure these porta-pots with the winds and rain don't blow over or wash away.
We have them cabled down, and, you know, they're secured. They're secure. Shouldn't be a problem.
And how many blue and white porta-pots are we talking about here?
Well, for this event here, for the city of Tampa, about 700.
It's a lot.
Well, it is a lot. And, you know, we're just getting started because we've got to go all week and service them. We'll be down here at 3 in the morning cleaning these and then, you know, just trying to maintain everything as the week goes along.
In one of the porta-pots lining the streets of Tampa for the Republican National Convention, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. It's interesting being here on the other side of the magnetometer at one of these conventions. That's what Dan Bongino is saying here this week. As the former Secret Service agent who used to mag folks at these conventions is now being magged himself as a candidate for the U.S. Senate in Maryland. And one time, they made him go through twice.
Absolutely convinced they did that just to break my chops a little bit. Yeah, of course. No, it was fun, actually. I saw about 20 or 30 really good, close friends. Brought back some memories of my old Secret Service days.
And it's amazing the job they do here, keeping everybody happy but also safe.
Yeah, and we always ask for patience. I mean, I'm outside of the service now. I'm still talking like them. But, you know, these guys are on 12-hour shifts. Some of them are on 12-hour midnights. They come to work at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. They're working through the night. They have no days off. It's a tough job.
A job that Dan Bongino had at conventions past with the Secret Service before he became a candidate this year for the U.S. Senate in Maryland at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. With G. Smith and the house band belting out that classic rock riff.
Thank you.
Paul Ryan came out here on the big stage at the Times Forum to give the biggest speech of his career.
I am honored by the support of this convention for Vice President of the United States.
It was Ryan's night in the spotlight at this GOP gathering.
Join Mitt Romney and me. Let's give this effort everything we have. Let's see this thing all the way through. Let's get this done. Thank you, and God bless you all. Thank you.
So tonight, Mitt Romney will accept his party's nomination, and the Maryland delegation can't wait to hear what he has to say.
I am very excited. I think this compares to 1980 when Reagan was nominated. That was an electrifying moment, and I think we're going to see the same thing here tonight.
I would like to hear how he's going to get America back to work. I think that's really important. I mean, our unemployment is just outrageous.
And one of the GOP's biggest rising stars, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, will introduce Romney on his big night.
My job is to introduce the next president of the United States and to do so in a way that makes it clear to people what their choice is. And I look forward to doing that.
Thank you.
At the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com. It didn't take Mitt Romney long to get to the task at hand here on his big night.
Mr. Chairman and delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
He focused on the economy and jobs and the nation's future.
That future is out there. It is waiting for us. Our children deserve it. Our nation depends on it. The peace and freedom of the world require it. And with your help, we will deliver it. Let us begin that future for America tonight. Thank you so very much. May God bless you. May God bless the American people. And may God bless the United States of America.
And the folks who packed this arena in Tampa loved what they heard from Mitt Romney.
Oh, my gosh, it was fantastic. Just what we need. Just what we need. I'm just so excited.
Oh, fantastic. I think it's probably the best speech he ever made.
I thought it was great. I think I cried 3 or 4 times. It was amazing.
Oh, just awesome. Just awesome.
How about the mystery guest of this final night of the convention?
I'll start it. You finish it. Go ahead. Thank you.
And all it's left to do here now is pop the balloons. at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.